August 3rd, 1977, and this interview is being made by Bob Wimley and John Bauman of the Montgomery County Historical Society.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to interview Jeff Castor and Alan Castor, his wife. All right, now, let's start out and ask Jeff a few questions here. Jeff, how old are you?
I'm 93.
And where were you born? I mean, where were you born?
I was born in 1884, the 31st of May.
And where about?
Huh?
Where about?
Right here on this, well, not this house, but this here, on this same place.
And had your family owned this property before?
Yes.
You were born?
My father was born here in 1841.
On this same farm?
Yes, sir.
Was it in this house?
No. I was just 3 years old when this house was built.
Uh-huh. And where was the old house that was here?
Well, we tore it down, it's back there. We just took it right out here, but we, of course we tore it down.
All right. Now, Jeff, had your parents lived here too? Had they been, you said they'd been born here?
My father was born here, yes. And my father was born up here in the place up here earlier. Well, that's a Shiver place, we call it Shiver.
Now, was she a Shiver?
Yes, she was Shiver.
And, but she was born out in this vicinity too.
She was born up there, yes.
Now, do you know the dates of their births? I mean, about when, what year were they born?
I can't tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Has this farm been in the Castor family then?
Well, my grandmother come down here, she made a buck. Come down here,
a buck.
She made a buck first.
A buck?
A buck. She made a buck, and they had five children. Then she married my father, my grandfather, Castor, in 1840.
Uh-huh.
And he, my father was born in 1841.
Where have those people come from?
To my my mother's folks come from Pennsylvania, and they come from Pennsylvania. They does, and my father come from Kentucky.
And did they meet here in Montgomery County, or did they?
Well, Mr. Robbins, up there, where that big house burnt down is up here. Where the big rock is, you know. You know where that big rock is up here?
Correct.
Up here in the Shirley place, we call it.
Uh-huh.
And he settled there. And that's where my mother, she come down here, then she made it back and come down here.
Mm-hmm. And what year was that then?
Huh?
What year was that? Or do you owe me with?
I can get your abstract.
Oh, well, that's all right. You don't need to go into that now.
It was in the 1930s. Yeah.
And then the farm has been in the Shiver, in the Castor family name ever since then.
Yes.
All right. So, and how many acres were in the original Castor farm?
Well, it's 160 acres there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's turn to you, Mrs. Castor. When were you born?
1888.
In 1888. And who were your parents?
Well, my mother was a little mouse daughter. And my father was Alan Tribbett.
T-R-I-B-E-T-T.
Well, remember, they were all the night, they were all night, pregnant and going to have and died.
And you were alive when Governor Mark was governor?
Oh, yes.
Do you remember the days when the little brother of the governor's mansion?
Yes, yes, I missed it all there.
And, how old were you then?
Oh, I suppose I was about 17 years old or something like that. I remember one more than I remember.
Do you remember anything about the visit, anything you did?
Of course, the road has changed now, but it's back in there. What the church does, Billy Bell, they dig it out and probably, you know, the Bible says, no, that's where the schoolhouse was, right there.
And what grades were in that school?
Eighth grade.
And did you go, it was a one-room schoolhouse open?
Yeah, this one.
And do you remember who the principal was, or who the teachers were? Do you remember any of them?
Well, I liked the first one, Ed Slavens.
That's the way he knew that.
Slavens, Ed Slavens, his name, I want to tell you. It got to be, you know, they got to do a school up there, 20 years old, big fellows.
Yeah.
And the Irishman lived down here on the hill, with prayers, and he had some boys, young really. So they put his Ed Slavens in there, the trustee is, and he straightened them out.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my first school, I went to that school.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Crowns, Craig McCarster.
The Crowns, how do you spell that name?
C-O-N-E-S.
Crowns.
Crowns.
Okay.
And he was a teacher, was he?
Huh?
He was a teacher?
Teacher.
And then, Craig McCarster.
McCarster, is that the name?
Craig McCarster, the teacher. And this is, let's see. George Jackson, do I know him?
No, you didn't.
George Jackson. And one of them got him, taught 2 years there.
Teacher in the school all the time,
no, that's all right.
And so you all had the same teacher in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And how did they handle that with all eighth grades in there? How many kids were in the classroom?
Well, it would be about 20.
And all different grades?
Yeah, all different grades, yeah.
Now, did you go on the high school after that, or did
no,
you?
No, I
was eighth grade.
Eighth grade. See, I had no way to go into town, I couldn't go to Colorado. We didn't have, I couldn't do a place to stay down there, and I just had to come home and go to work on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 15 years old, I'd come back in and took over the farm.
And so you went to school when you got your 15 years old?
Yeah.
All right, you remember any incidents from there when you were in school? You remember anything that happened other than those tough kids that were there? Tell us something about some of your experiences in the school down there.
Thank you. business and not buy them out.
I expect I was about 20 years or 25 years old, something like that.
When did you and Mrs. Castor meet? Had you known her all your life when you got married?
I don't know. I met her about the first time she come to the last down there to the church. They got a little church, you know, and that's about the first time I ever saw her. And then, of course, I met her. Yeah, he was in the He's in the, he's joined the army, he's been in 25 years. And the, he got killed down in Texas. They don't know where, he had to pay a lot of money on him. And he named it somebody, Charlie, we didn't know, we never could tell. We went down and tried to find out, but you couldn't find him out down there.
Now, did he have any children?
Yes, he had a girl.
And he wrote, Keen ever still living, do you know?
No. Doris is dead. She's been dead several years.
Tell us about the reverend that went through out here. You said that went through in 1900 about?
Well, I can't tell you. When you get that contract, you want to get the order, you got to do it?
Well, just about when it went through.
Well, I've got it's on the deeds in there, in the deeds contract.
Did you do loan to the reverend for the right of way?
We did. Did it to him? As long as we had it, had an order. And then when they gave that order, they'd come back to us.
Oh.
They didn't charge him nothing. Just beat him.
Did you use that in the oven to ride back and forth to Crawfordsville?
Many times.
And did you go to, where did it go beside Crawfordsville?
Well, it turned around there in Crawfordsville. The railroad station used to be down there with the railroad lines here. They had a cattle, they had a car barn on West Main Street, you know.
Yeah, West Main.
Yeah. But, we used to ship a lot of stock on in Irving.
Where did you ship it? To Indianapolis or what?
Yeah, Indianapolis. We had a station over here, ship it to Indianapolis.
Which one, would it go through Lebanon or that?
Yeah, Lebanon.
Did they have to switch the car then at Lebanon when it got there?
No, we just go straight in.
Oh, yeah.
Two, three cars, they take a party in Indianapolis to yours.
Uh-huh. Was there much passenger service on this line?
My, yes.
Oh, yes, lots of people.
Lots of travel.
Uh-huh. Well, they used this rather than the other route, did they?
Well, I don't know about that. Of course, the big hair went up there through Mace. And I don't know about that. But this year went on for several years. Of course, I think it went on for in the 30-something. It done a big business there for a good long time.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you get your window electricity first coming here to this area?
I can't tell you about that.
Did you get your first electricity out of the
market? No.
Tipmont. It didn't come from the car line out there.
No. Tipmont organized over there. We come up here and stopped here. We were doing the line up here.
I thought maybe that the electricity had come in with the oven.
No.
But you had wires out there, but you couldn't do anything with them.
That's right.
Okay. Let's see, you say you went to church down here at this Methodist church down here, and then that went out of existence, and where else did you go to church?
Shannondale. Her church. She belonged to Shannondale. I don't belong to New Church.
Uh-huh.
She belonged to Shannondale Church. What big grandfather started that church up at Shannondale. The whole rock up here was the first sermon he preached in this country. He preached off his own rock up here in this, the pasture.
What was his name?
Young.
What was his name, Miss Castor?
Craven Young.
Craven Young. He was must have been a Presbyterian preacher, is that right?
Yes.
And where did he come from?
Well, up in many families, all I know. My grandmother, she was living with a little family.
And you were a relative of yours, of some kind.
You could be.
Yes.
Yes, he was being with my grandmother's father. him, you know, Sam.
All right. Now, when was that Shenandoah Church founded, Mrs. Chester?
Well, I just have to go back.
Well, we'll just turn this off. Okay, let's start over again. Mrs. Chester has brought out two programs here, one for the 75th anniversary of the Presbyterian Church of Shenandoah, and another one for the Centennial Program for March 17, 1931. The Shenandoah Church was founded on March 17, 1831, and in the front of the Centennial Program is a picture of Claiborne Young, the first pastor and the founder of that church. Now, go ahead, Jess, you were going to say something there.
Well, I was going to tell you about the rain, all day, and I got out, and the central level was here, the central function, and the creek went up, and I had to go get his car out of the creek, and I come down here around about 4 o'clock, and Dr. Peacock had gone back and forth along the road here.
That's Dr. Peacock, the old Dr. Peacock?
Dr.
Yeah.
Peacock,
okay.
I seen that boy down there getting the horse out of the creek, all of them. And I remember saying that buddy was going around across the creek. So I went down there, and just as I got down to the front of his house, I heard it missing down, pull up my hands, and I looked over and I seen Dr. Peacock, the horse getting up, and all these little trucks of his buddies are going down the creek, and then he went right in the creek, holding the wire. And I, Homer Jackman is a good swimmer. I was just raising the creek, and you know, I could swim like a duck. So I went out there, and he says, come get Doc, says, you've got the cramps. So I went out there, and the water stuck me right up here.
Around your chest?
Yeah, right up.
Okay.
So I went out there, and he got a hold of his tech coat there, he had on a running coat, and he says, let me know that. So he got me up there and got a rope, and we pulled him around. And I said, let's go, and they pulled us around, got us out, he had the cramps, he couldn't stand up. And so we lived up here in the little house for him. So we called up there, and went him up there, and I had a shoe horse, and I had my toe a little left. We dressed him up, and he said, you got any whiskey? Now this is what I'm going to tell you. And I always kept a little whiskey on him. I had a little bottles, you know, so big inside bottles. And he drank all that whiskey. Drank it down, I told him that was a heavy glass. She set the chamber down by the couch where we lived there, and you couldn't hold all the blood in your mud in your hand that you'd spit out that.
Yeah, that's good.
Spit up. Oh, and then about 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, he said, I want to go home. So I took him home. So my life didn't part of that deal.
You wrecked his life. You wrecked him then.
Yeah,
it was his life.
Yeah.
Now, did
you brought the friend down and you tell me all about it.
Well, about when was that, Jeff?
Huh?
What year was that about, do you know?
No.
Well, about how old were you at the time?
Well, I don't know. I've been married about, let's see, been married about 6, 7 years.
We still lived up in the little house, Jeff.
Yeah, I expected about 16, 15, 16.
So you were still in school, you're just out of school maybe?
No.
Oh,
it was married.
Oh, 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Okay. You must have been riding a horse then, wasn't he?
I was riding a horse.
You were riding a horse? Well, he was riding a horse.
He was riding a horse, and the horse got coming up in the water and fell down.
Uh-huh.
And that threw him off, you see. And so he went on down the creek, and he caught them water, and he went over. And so Charlie Williams, and he's a big tall fellow, and Homer Jackson, they tried to go out there, and he just walked right down the creek. And Homer said, go get that, and he said, he's got the cramp. So I went and got me a stick, and I went out there, and the water struck me right up on my arm. I went out and got a hold of him, and so they went up there to Alamo and got a rope and pulled off to me. And so I got a hold of him, and I said, let's go. So he let loose, and he pulled us around